Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with me, Chelsea, and Katie.
Her guest for today's
episode, powered by Anima. So before anything else, don't forget to rate and review and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to. Follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, at STSPodPH on X. SpillTheSoju@gmail.com. Everything's linked down below. And yeah. On our menu for today, Katie, is the K-drama.
Ako ba ang sasabi?
The K-drama.
Madimon. Madimon Slayer. Charot!
First of all, I'm so happy may kasama ako for this K-drama cooldown. And it's si KD pa, guys. Kung kilala niyo si KD, hindi yan masyadong nagki-K-drama.
Yes!
So the fact na she's here with me to do this.
Like, it's a big thing. Like, literally, oh my God, may pinanood siyang K-drama.
Exactly. Ganun na ganun. So, yeah. So it's a big thing. And I'm glad
to be here. Finally.
Hey, thank you so much. So, Gondes, if you're here and if you watched My Demon, sit down, enjoy the show. If you haven't watched My Demon, sit back and enjoy the show pa rin. So,
if you want spoilers.
In our format, I will read out the Asian Wiki plot synopsis. So, Dodohee is the successor of the future group. She has an arrogant and cool-headed personality who doesn't trust in anyone. She is cynical about love. Dodohee gets involved with a demon named Jungwon, played by Song Kang, and makes a contract marriage with him, and she faces big changes in life, and thus the ball begins rolling. So, If we were to give our own synopsis of My Demon, what would it be, kids? Short lang.
Rich CEO, boss lady, woman, gets gets tangled up in web of family drama, and has supernatural boyfriend / husband by her side to protect her at all times.
Nice.
But there's a plot twist too.
Yeah. We'll take it. We will take it. That is that, tama. Tama naman yun. Very good ka dun.
Summary in one sentence.
Basically, that's it. Very, very long run on sentence.
But that's 16 episodes.
Yeah. So we'll review the cast first. And I think we can just
focus. How about your synopsis?
My synopsis is strong girl. Meet strong guy. Strong girl.
See, one of the other K-dramas I watched.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Anyway.
Strong girl meets strong guy. And they just become soft together.
Okay. Oh my God. So true. True.
Okay. Sige. Okay. So we'll review the cast. We can just go the two of them first. And then any standouts from the rest of the ensemble. So
okay.
We can start with. Do you want to start with Song Kang or?
Let's start with Yoo Jung. I love this girl. I love her. Like she's so. I love her. Like seeing her grow.
Super
into the woman
that she
into
is.
The woman. When I saw the trailer, teaser, whatever, of the drama, I'm like, oh my God, ito na siya. And she's playing a freaking baddie.
She is.
CEO. Yes, we love that. We love the CEO girl boss trope. We don't like the poor girl gets saved by rich. we like that too.
Yes.
We like that too.
But it's refreshing. And I think this is one of her more refreshing roles.
Mature roles.
Yes. Because usually she's always the young girl, yung super fresh. You know, ganon, innocent.
Almost naive.
Yes.
But this time she's
seen it all.
Girl boss talaga. Like, yeah, she's seen it all, but Then again, not all.
not all, apparently. She has so much more to see.
So much more to see. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah. It's refreshing to me because parang ngayon lang ako nakakita ng ganitong atake niya towards a character. And
yeah.
And her character. I love how they wrote Dodohi. Na
I love Dodo. Yeah.
It's always just one layer after another.
Another. Like,
at first, naiinis ako sa kanya. In fairness. Naiinis ako sa kanya. But then, I just ended it na parang so endearing. And I just you can't help but root for her. Ganun. Gets.
Ako at first, talaga, initially palang first episode, I knew that she had like trauma.
Yeah.
She had trauma. I'm just like, she's just projecting. Like, sure. I'm like, you know, trauma. I'm gonna wait for this girl because I feel like nga meron siyang ilalabas yes. na softness because like, tama. Naano siya eh, na-confined siya dun eh. So it was nice. And her outfits. Oh my
God.
Her outfits. Girl. Damn it. I want them all. I want
to
try them
I feel
all.
So inspired to like dress like that dress when up. I go to work. I'm like,
right?
I want to look that good.
It's so nice. I go to but work. Honestly, I can't. I don't have the energy for that. But I wish I did because, oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, I love like, sleep too much.
It's giving IU in Hotel de Luna all her yes. outfits.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Actually. Tama.
Diba? Sobrang ganda. And but, yeah, and wait, sorry. Okay, go.
But yes, like Yujong is great because you literally see her like this is she's a woman now. And
yeah.
ready na po siya sa mature roles direct.
Yes, literal mature roles.
Yung mature roles.
So, isa pa yung sa address, yung mga outfits, si So Yeji sa It's Okay Not To Be Okay. Like
oh
literally, that it's those three, Hotel de Luna, It's Okay Not To Be Okay. Tsaka tong ano, My Demon, yung mga outfits ng main girls, main leads. Oh my God,
slay.
Female leads.
Major slay.
I love all
of them.
I can talk about their outfits like one by one
ang ganda.
For the whole episode.
Tama yung tatlong yun. Super perfect. Okay, so that's her. And now we go yes. to him. Can you read?
Hi, guys.
It's
okay. It's okay. Like, look like
Yes. We go to Song Kang.
Ikaw.
I love this. Because okay. he's always playing the stoic, cool guy.
Red flag.
He's always playing the red flag. He's always sobrang pa-cool, sobrang all of this. And now you see, like,
he's
I love,
so soft.
Sobrang goofy
he's
niya
so
dito.
Soft. He's so goofy. So, like people, like a lot of comments I saw that like asa na yung demon. Like, but he's like him as a demon. It's always been like I'm the most powerful. Like
yes,
ever since.
So like yabang.
Yabang siya. Kasi nga sabi nga nila he's just a young demon. Like 200
yeah,
years
yeah,
is
yeah.
like young palang. So like he's still in this like I'm immortal. I'm not gonna, diba? Sobrang I'm so cool. Ganun. So it's nice. Also, like, okay, confession again, since I don't watch a lot of K-dramas, this is the first Song Kang
drama
that I've watched.
Nice.
And honestly, I told my friend Kyra Vasquez, our batchmate, ano na, I am so thankful that ito yung unang Song Kang
yes, babes.
Drama that I've watched because I feel like I wouldn't have fell for I wouldn't have felt for him as much as I did sa drama na to if I like watched Nevertheless
no,
first. Because I don't
sure.
really like I'm sorry, I don't like the red flag trope. So
yeah. Cause
yeah.
It's the same for the dramas, eh, except for Sweet Home, which is different.
Oh yes, 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 Sweet Home, yeah, yeah.
In Love Alarm, Forecasting
Nevertheless.
Love and Weather, Nevertheless. It's all like
yun nga daw, parang
flag,
daw,
like,
red
care
flag.
For a relationship.
Toxic guy, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just so happy nga na I learned na ganun siya sa ibang yung character. I mean, character ha, not Song Kang. It's just so nice that this is the first one. And then yun nga, his character, like, just him being so soft and so at the beck and call of Dodohi. Like,
yes.
under siya kay Dodohi.
Sobra.
Under.
Sobra.
Under. Sobrang, I love the dynamic between super girl boss and then like, very powerful being. But
yes.
As long as you tell me to do anything, I will
do
it for
it.
You.
Tawa.
Yeah, sobrang I love it. I love. And okay, oh people God. Can say all they want, parang this is so cliche and it's so,
so what?
Normal. Like, so what? It's, I like it.
Stop. Bakit ba? We're the target market. We're consume the target this market. Content.
Yeah. So,
for the rest of the cast, were there any standouts from you? Yes.
Ah, fuck you.
Oh my gosh.
Pak-bok-you.
Yeah.
And well, of course, we love him. And I also really like the acting of, I forgot his name, si Dogyong.
Mm.
Si Dogyong. Yung anak ni bad guy. Yung anak
yes.
ni...
Yes. Like, oh my God, no Dogyong. Yeah.
No Dogyong. Sorry, what did I say?
Dogyong.
Dogyong. Basta yun. Yeah. Sino Dogyong. Like, I really... Kasi at first, siya talaga. Like, I really... We're fine to spoil na, di ba?
Sure.
We're fine to spoil. But, are
sure.
we good? Are, like, your K-drama cool down? Or do you spoil?
It's anything.
It's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, because people are like, they might be like, I want to watch, but then, oh, no, I'm not going to watch anymore. So, at first talaga, I thought he was like the main guy behind it. No, actually, I did feel that it was... It was someone else, but like diba nga dalawa sila yung naging victim, which is the mask face changing guy and him. But like his acting was so good that when he was like getting the crazy punishment, like you know, like yung feel mo yung nababaliw na siya yung when he was talking to his mom, like grabe,
yes.
like sobrang commendable for me yung kanyang character and his character, and also my favorite guy comedic relief yung sa bad mad dogs bad yung
oh, yes.
leader
Kill him.
So sobrang funny, like as in, he won supporting, he won best supporting.
Because of my demon.
And when he won it, the drama wasn't done yet.
Oh my
sobrang,
God.
As in, sobrang galing. Like, ang saya, funny nila. Deserve for me. Yeah. Ikaw.
Nice. For me, again, it was a powerful cast. I mean,
it was.
Si Lola pa lang.
Si Lola. Oh,
Kim Hae-suk as the grandma. It's like,
yes,
trump
of
card.
Course. Agad.
But if you touched on the son, I'll touch on.
Yeah, the dad.
The dad. Oh yes. My God. That last episode.
Every time he. Oh my God. Oh my God. Every time he does this. Like he does this. He does that. Like, I want to punch you so bad. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Sorry, because.
Yes.
Dude, you're so. Like, if seeing you irks me. You're that good of an actor.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's. I love my enemies. I love my villains.
And also, it's so nice. I love seeing the difference. But I love talaga seeing the behind the scenes. Because like, there's this, did you see that behind the scene? Maybe just like a TikTok or something. But it was the behind the scene of si Dodohi talking to him and the sister.
Uh-huh.
Yung namatay na yung...
No, Suan?
Suan. After na namatay yung son niya.
Uh-huh.
And... Like, it was a behind the scenes. Tapos he was like, ginaganong-gan. Like, the three of them, they were interacting so cutely na parang talaga binibaby nila si Yujung. Kasi nga, she is like
She's
a baby sa cast.
Yeah.
She's a baby sa cast. Tapos parang you see the difference like sa actual scene na like he wants to like just, I don't know. Yeah. It's so cool. Like, I love seeing the differences talaga between the villains and their actual,
That, He was a big, big standout to me because again I love my villains. I'll give it to him. So he's my favorite.
Oh, sorry,
son.
Sorry.
Di naman. Okay. No, ganda nga that you touched on the others din eh. So
yes.
The next one here, super ano lang naman. It's the special effects or the animation. Kasi the previous K-drama that I talked about was moving. Kaya I'm following the same template na may
action, like
anime ganun that. So what did you think of the quality of the effects?
It's a Netflix, ano kasi. So, parang for me, since Netflix na siya agad-agad parang
high-end,
high-quality na agad yung mga ano nila animations. But what else? Usually kasi si ano lang naman, di ba? Si Song Kang lang
Song
naman
Kang
yung may
lang
pa-animations.
Naman. Yeah.
He's just like usually teleporting.
Tama.
I'm thinking about it.
No,
actually,
if
not bad, ikaw.
Not bad rin naman. And I feel like kasi unlike because I feel like a lot of the effects that they did were practical. Like, they didn't rely too much on VFX. They just relied on editing. Like,
yeah. I think the most was like yung fires, yung spontaneous combustion.
Tama.
Sa kamay niya.
Yung mga ganun.
Yeah. Ha, yung mga ganun niya. But the rest are like teleportation,
yes.
Lighting up yung nagla-light up yung tattoo.
Oo, yung tattoo
eyes
and stuff.
Niya.
Yeah. So that was all pretty like simple graphics. Mm-hmm. But despite that, I like how they made him still look very powerful. Even without all the fancy, like,
he looks very supernatural pa rin talaga.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I forgot, dun sa ano, sa cast, yung kuya mong nag-change ng face.
Yes, he's also really good.
He's so good. When I saw him first, I was like, oh my God, I know this dude from somewhere. I know this guy. And then when I tracked him, he was from Dancing Nine. Like,
really?
You remember Dancing Nine, right?
I do remember Dancing Nine. Yes, yes.
Yes, he was Dancing Nine. Like,
he's a dancer?
That's why. Yeah, dude, yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Like, he's a dancer. And
hindi ko kasi natapos Dancing Nine eh. Si Hyoyeon lang.
Yeah. Alam mo naman.
Yeah.
But he was there. And then he reached the very end of Dancing Nine.
Ooh,
like, he's
wow.
that good. That's why I was like, I know this dude. And then I was like, okay, yeah, he's a
cool.
He's
but he's such a great actor.
When I saw his past works, it relied a lot on physical acting. So, diba this one
sense.
Rin, yung kamot-kamot,
yes.
like very dramatic,
yes.
very, you
oh
know.
Oh my God, it makes sense that
yeah,
he's a dancer.
That's why I was like, freaking out.
That's
and his,
so cool.
Yeah, his
oh
dance
gosh.
Style is mostly lyrical contempt. That's why.
Oh my God. Like
emotion. Like express. Like, I was like.
Amazing.
I'm
kaya din siya
out.
Magaling mag. Ah, amazing.
Yeah.
Fangirling.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I just
wanted
to put
that. That makes me respect him even more.
Diba? From a dancer.
Because he's
and
also
then,
really good.
Diba?
Oh, also si God.
Si
I
God.
Love that God is a woman.
No?
I love
God
that God is a woman. I just really want to say that I love how
ganda
they
nga
did that God is a woman. And
I like how they depicted it here.
Yeah. And it's also so funny like how Song Kang's like, ano, parang my boss.
Yeah.
My boss. Like my rose eyes. So
yeah.
cool. So cool.
So we're already touching on like the story of it. But since you started on that, I like how they like the idea, they played around with the idea of a demon and that
him having a heart
like him
and his backstory why
exactly.
he became a demon
umiyak stop and like his whole dynamic with God and all of that coming into play. It was like
yes
so good. It's like
yeah I loved it. You know, I guess I'm easy to please when it comes talaga to movies and K-dramas. I'm not hindi ako kasi yung critic. You know, there are like K-drama. I thought nga that you were that type na parang you're hard to please kasi you watch a lot.
No.
But no, you're not. Okay. Oh, kasi I don't really watch a lot. So like I'm very easily like amazed by storylines, but I guess there are types. But yun nga, so yung story lang, yung backstory nila na it was actually very reliant on religion. Like
it was.
It was as in parang kaya sila they were persecuted.
Mm.
Persecuted
what?
Ba? Tama ba?
Complete your sentence. Para I can
no, like,
know. They were.
Basta, like parang kasi diba, because they were Christians.
Yeah.
Catholic,
they were persecuted.
Catholic.
They were persecuted.
And it wasn't like the norm dun sa ano nila. Kaya,
yes.
And everything just like, nag-ikot-ikot lang. And then until they died because of that. Like, parang bawal bang Dude, it's so cool.
I love me. Like for me, then yeah, you said they touch up a lot on religion. I like how they, I would say, bended things or played around references with it. Yeah.
And you contrast. Go.
They could have, and it's still, and it's not insulting if you would.
Yeah,
you,
it's not. Like, as ano, diba?
Yeah,
as
and I was like, it was, they were treading a dangerous line.
They were. That but they did so well.
Yeah, and it was depicted really well. Na parang pati ako, wow, that's interesting.
Okay, ito pa isang one detail that I really, really, really liked about this drama is that the difference and the contrast between, like, when he always says humans, you humans, because he's the demon, but like the villain, diba?
Yes.
Si Ate Girl. What's his name? No, si Dad.
Si Daddy.
si Daddy.
Si Nosokmin.
Yes, he's Nosokmin. Like he's the demon.
Yes.
Like he's the freaking devil. Like, diba?
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah, yeah.
Parang, diba when Song Kang was like, when Gu-won was like to his wife na parang your husband's the no. The wife was like, he's the devil. Like, yes. My husband is the freaking devil.
Yes.
Talking to the freaking devil. Like, yeah, literally, yeah. Siya yung devil, but there's like a figurative devil na human. It's so cool. Like, the contrast between that, so awesome. Like,
yes.
Grabe, yeah. Amazing talaga.
Yeah, parang so nice. Ako, same sa mga pinagsasabi mo.
Uh-uh.
Kasi, like, kita mo na the writers, like, they did such a good job of just their references,
yes.
How they connect things,
and the parallels.
Between like
the parallels,
like from everyone that's happening.
Oh,
sobrang
oh.
Kaya parang ako, it's not to others kasi it can just seem very, it can look like that it's supernatural love story, and
yeah.
there is that aspect, but I love how. Because easy, like watching K-dramas and a lot of dramas, kapag ang dami mong side story, ang gulo.
Mm.
Ang gulo niya. Sobra.
Yeah.
But here, ang daming nangyayari.
Ang daming nangyayari, but it's still cohesive.
But it's still very cohesive, yes.
It's still, kay Dodohi pa din yung tapos.
Yes.
Alam mo yun?
Tama,
si Dodohi pa din talaga yung ano
tama.
Na parang, it's her family. It's her freaking family. Like, who is freaking killing everyone? Like, who wants to kill her? Who killed her grand? Her so awesome. Like,
yeah.
And you know, like, tapos yun pa, like, her grandma is so religious.
Yes.
Like, her grandma is so religious. And then the priest saw through Gu-won agad,
yeah,
diba?
Yeah,
parang,
yeah, yeah.
Parang, oh, and the par- yeah.
Yeah, go.
Speaking of parallels, the parallel between si Dancer, mm-hmm. sorry, I keep forgetting her name, si Starjin, and the little girl at the end,
yes,
diba?
Yes, oh my god, that was my favorite.
It's so full circle, diba?
Sobra,
of course, we can't. Yeah.
She's the savior now. Parang ganon.
Yeah, she's an angel now. Like, diba? Parang, are you an angel? No, parang sabi. But then the kid also asked, na parang, are you an angel? Parang, Yes, I am.
I love it. The ending was great.
For me, it was okay.
I liked it.
A lot of people, I've been seeing like comments na hindi sila satisfied. But I guess we can't please everyone. But you definitely pleased us.
So, sobrang late, pero spoiler alert. I like how they kept him a demon. Because, it wouldn't make sense to me that he would just let go of all of that.
Totoo.
Parang sa akin,
yeah.
mas Jung-Gu-won yung he'll stay
as a demon, like,
yeah,
arrogant demon na with a cute side pero kay Dodohi lang. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I feel like tama yun. And it's also, I think it's also good that they didn't make Dodohi immortal.
Mm. Yes.
Because it kind of defeats the purpose of the reincarnation thing of
yes.
them finding each other again.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, of course, if, yun nga, sabi nga, parang live mahaba yung buhay ni Dodohi, ganyan.
Yeah.
But like, thinking about how what they went through yung 200 years na hindi sila nag-meet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, it's so cool to like just think about it. So wanna ano na rin, since we're talking about the characters na rin, let's talk about, I mean, let's also just mention si Miss Shin. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
We love her. And
oh my gosh.
They're freaking
sobrang cute nila. Ayoko
sobrang
na.
Funny. And the three employees.
Oo, yung tatlong empleyado. Like alam mo yung like this kind of ensemble, it can be messy.
Yeah. Yan ang messy.
Yung sinasabi ko, like, it can be so messy. Ang dami mong characters, ang dami mong side stories. Na,
But it wasn't.
I liked it. So
I like the comedic relief in between, like the
exactly, especially when
family.
Things were getting dark. Like,
ah, so dark too.
Like I like that they were there to at least ease that a little. So
I love that.
So that's the overall story. But let's focus more on the love story. The romance.
I think we've been talking about. Well, we've been talking. Sorry, we've been touching upon that. Sorry, I was talking like, about it na rin pala. No, sorry.
It's okay. Kasi, but it's just mentions lang naman.
Why
of
do
it,
I keep
eh?
Brush foaming my hair? Song kan.
But we can dive more into it right now. And again, it's. My God. Song kan? As a dude, that's not a red flag.
Yeah, as a green flag.
Like,
he's
you
a
know,
green flag. Honestly.
Very dedicated, complete opposite of his previous characters. It was so nice to see. It was so nice to see.
And on, are you also, would you also talk about like their chemistry at this part?
Yes,
like,
yes,
the actors?
I do. Yeah.
I love their chemistry. I love their chemistry.
I like thought the, like, like for me, kasi Yujong is not like the other leads that Song Kang has worked with. So I was really interested to see how they will make it work. And boy, did they make it work.
Boy, did they make it work. They did. I was also not naman skeptical, but like I was, hindi naman worried, but I was like curious kung paano mag-ano si Yujong ngayon nga na is her character is more mature than her past ones. Like, diba? Like, very, very ano ngayon na boss siya. You know, again, mature role na siya. So, she pulled it off. They pulled it off. Like, even the steamy moments. It's so, I loved it. Like, it's so nice. Yeah. And even their off-screen chemistry.
Super. I also like it because I'm biased because it has some of my favorite tropes. Enemies to lovers, office romance. You know,
yes.
I love reading fantasy books, and this is a fantasy drama. So that's that too.
That checks out.
That checks out. So it was all of those.
It ticks all the boxes.
And it's great. I love them. Mm-hmm. Na parang I love how at first it was out of need. Like it was
yes. It was
convenience.
It was a necessity for them to be
mm-hmm. together. And then that just turned into want.
Yeah.
And
yeah. But start pa lang, di ba, crush na nila. Crush na ni Dodohi at the start pa lang. Para first, crush at first sight siya. Uh-oh. And then tong si Guon, like as they, ano, na parang, what's this feeling? I'm feeling human thing.
Oh,
so
it's
cute.
Sobrang then, cute talaga ni Song.
That episode lang talaga, that episode of her yung hanging off of the ledge.
Yes.
And then
oh
him catching
God.
Her.
Oh
grabe,
my God.
That was like, oh my God. Like, like I felt that
oh
in
my
bones.
God. And then nag-hug sila dun sa staircase.
Yes.
I felt that.
Oh, like, si Sokmin din pala. I love him too. Like, who knew? I mean, no. I'm proud that I never suspected Sokmin.
The cousin, not related, blood related.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never suspected him. A lot of people were suspecting him. Because of Vincenzo, na parang...
Yes.
Like, na-trauma yung mga tao sa Vincenzo. But like, I know that he's like on Dodohi's side. Like, I know that he's on Dodohi's side. And yon. So that episode, and then yung nga nakita ni Sokmin sila sa stairs. Parang ako... Oh, that's really, hindi, you don't have a chance. I'm so sorry.
Can I just say, like, I'm not sure if this is like an unpopular opinion or like a hot take, but hug scenes or like when they cuddle, I honestly, if they like hugs, it's like.
Kasi yung hugs, I think because maybe because kissing scenes, it's like the kiss is the resolving of the sexual tension. The hug, sexual tension's still there.
It's like
I'm so close, but no, so far. But I have you here, but not yet. No.
I'm freaking they got together na. Alam mo yung mga hug scenes. I think there's that wholesome aspect to it.
Na it's so even the genuine. Ending, di ba, na when she jumped sa kanya, she was like,
so yeah. Yeah. Parang hugs for me are just so, I don't know. Like, I love
it.
Love
it hits different. It hits different.
It really hits different.
I also, ako naman yung sa, sorry, were you still saying something?
No, you go ahead.
Ako naman, you said, di ba, you love fantasy and it ticks all the boxes. Ako, something that I really, really am a fan of sa K-drama is historical settings.
Really?
Like, as in, if you notice, like, Scarlet Heart, Hwarang, Love in the Moonlight, which is also Yu-Jung. Like, those are, like, I actually gusto nga rin panoorin si my queen.
My queen.
Diba? Hindi ko pa napanood yun, but I want Mr. Queen. Basta yun. But yeah, so like I loved that. I went into watching My Demon expecting modern romance. I had the feeling that they were reincarnations. Of course, you know, start pa lang kasi, diba? But like, I didn't expect that they would have like this whole, like almost half of an episode the backstory.
And
I really enjoyed that because I love nga yung historical setting. I love watching them in handbooks and everything. Yes. Like, really, really fan of historical settings. Also because I'm a fan of the history of like Korean history.
Yeah.
So I love it when I see the palaces and everything like that.
So
I love that. And then just seeing their backstory, like yung what came, why this happened. And yun nga na parang, the fact that also, oh my God, the fact that he also didn't want to tell her that she's, ano,
he won't.
W. Like, diba he knew na it was her, but he didn't want to tell her. Like, to protect. I don't know. Why did he want to tell her? I forgot why.
I feel like he didn't want to hurt her. Like, because.
Yeah.
I feel like she'll feel so guilty about it. She'll feel so bad.
Na parang ganon. So. Wall shim.
Tama.
I like that. The seeing their whole backstory. Yes.
Unlike you, I skip over historical scenes. Oh. No. If modern siya, and then may historical flashbacks.
Most of the time,
I skim through it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But for this one, I stayed seated. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I was sad.
And especially when things got, you know, rowdy. And I was like, oh my God. And
pero it was so sad, no?
Ang sakit like, niya.
She was waiting for him to come back and he was actually coming back for that.
Like, kaya parang ang galing ng pagkasulat. Talaga ng drama. And
it felt like a montage, but at the same time, it wasn't. Didn't feel like it at all. So,
it's such a good, like the angst, the comedic relief, the romance. It's like, oh my God, ang ganda.
Oh, I love the drunk part too. Yung drunk, that's so cute. Like, parang,
Namyan. Like, oh my God.
Like, what? Call me husband, never. But like when she was drunk, like sobrang cute. It's also nice that, you know, and she was able to let go like then of her very strict,
very tough,
uptight, Yeah. Self. With Miss Shin, of course. Oh, I love them. I love their partnership.
That was the day after they were so awkward with each other. It was so funny.
That's so funny. Talaga. Grabe nakakatawa. I love them.
Yeah.
Like
so,
the characters, like even like as a whole.
Yeah. It was a great cast. And yeah, overall story, sobrang. I think it was well done. I liked it.
Kasi, oh wait, sorry, we're still talking about the couples. They won best couple.
Deserve naman talaga. Diba? Yeah.
Kasi, they also won like during GDA, but sorry. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Yeah, basta yan.
What I like about My Demon is it starts off as a light watch. And you expect it, you go into it expecting like, oh, it's gonna be like a cute fantasy drama. But by the time it gets heavy, you have no choice but to watch it.
And honestly, I stayed for the drama, the family drama. I really wanted to know who.
I love Mak Jung's. Oh god.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I love it. It was like with Itaewon Class. Like I went in for Park Seo Joon. Mm. And then I didn't like the romance. Oh, sorry. Didn't like the romance, but then the drama between the drama.
Yes.
So the business and here with My Demon, like the family drama. It was also for me, it's a first na watch ko na family.
Ah, family.
Na nagpapatayan yung very modern take on family killing each other and all for money and all for business and all for power.
I love power
within the company. Like crazy. I love it.
I chew that up. It's so good.
I love it. I also love the ending that Seokmin was the one that
deserved
chairperson.
I mean,
sobrang deserve.
Sobrang,
I love. Like we love Seokmin in this house.
In this house.
Yeah.
So overall, kids, what did you think about this drama? After everything you've said. I liked it.
Your Honor, I liked. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I liked it talaga. And the ending for me, like you said, it was a good ending for me. It's other people have other opinions, but again, this is our podcast.
Tama me.
And I really liked it. And again, I'm very easy to please. And yeah, I feel like I think there were no loose ends.
Yeah.
That's what's important kasi sa drama or sa anything that I watch or read, actually. I just want everything to have a closure.
Yeah. Tied up like, with a pretty bow.
Yeah. Like, okay lang open ending, but the fact na yung mga problems within that.
Yeah. Have been resolved.
Parang, okay, there's a new chairperson. Okay, Gwon's not disappeared.
Yes.
Gwon's back.
Yeah.
And Dodohee is still thriving in her FNB company. Yes. So, yeah.
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 Yeah. Overall, I love this drama because I came in expecting it to be a light watch because recently I've been just going to the yung mga romance dramas, like literally alis lang ng stress. Yun ang mga gusto kong drama.
Gets.
But as I said, by the time I realized that, oh my god, ang dami palang nangyayari.
Yeah. And it was a good balance between the drama
and the romance. Yeah.
And I like that. Kasi I don't like din yung...
Sometimes
yung
kasi one outweighs the other.
Na parang nagiging back thought na lang yung drama or the romance when it has. I love it.
It's balanced. It's a good watch. And I asked this. My last question is who should watch this? Like, who should watch this? If it's for all, what kind of a mood should you be in when you watch this drama?
That's a good question. What do you say?
I think this is for I think it's a good entry point for those who have yet to dive into the fantasy K-drama.
True.
I know. Because it's not full-on fantasy.
It's not fantasy. It's set in the modern,
world. Like, if you're more on the modern romance K-drama kind of thingy, or if you do, or if the other side, you like the K-dramas na super dramatic, like makjangs, like yung sakit sa ulo kind of dramas, this is a good, you know, parang palate cleanser, I would say, or something new to try with a little sprinkle of fantasy in it.
I don't know what to say. Maybe I'll just agree with you.
Okay.
No, because actually thinking about it, kasi I guess tama lang talaga na target audience. Naging target audience ako kasi really I came into watching it. Diba nga, again, I don't watch a lot. I keep saying that. Mm. But because I saw a lot of videos and I got interested sa dynamic nila sa romance.
Yes, yes.
Na parang, yung parang I saw videos of the power getting transferred to
Dodohi.
I mean, the tattoo na nawala ng power si Guan. And like, I'm curious on how they're gonna resolve this. How are they gonna work out na kailangan magkasama sila for his powers to work?
Yes.
Diba? So, yeah. Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree sa ano. If you like family drama, if you like yung power play sa mga power play when it comes to
corporate
business, if you want to know more about how like corporations work or like family dynasties within this is actually also a good watch. Like, would they go the length that far? Like, it's so mind blowing. Like, imagining my dad like trying to, I don't know,
gosh,
my lola.
May naisip na ako kanina ulit eh, nawala na.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's my brain.
But yeah, process.
Super, super duper agree on all of that. And here, I remember it now.
Yay.
If you're fans of Yunjong and of
Song Kang,
and you want to see them take on a really different role from the past works that they've done, this is a really good really good drama for you to, you know.
We need you to be actual fans of their work, not their characters from before.
Yes.
Because this is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you like Song Kang as a red flag, you probably won't like him here. I've seen comments na parang, why is Song Kang so childish here? Parang, I loved it though.
I loved it. And it looked like Song Kang had so much fun with the role too.
Yeah.
Because he's always the usual stoic character na pakul na lang eh.
Ang saya niya sa BTS, mga behind the scenes. Sobrang, parang I feel like he was like okay to do anything na parang be childish
and stuff.
I liked it. Again, I love that this was my first Song Kang
congratulations drama. It's okay.
Thank you.
I would recommend
much. Thank you.
No need to.
thank you.
Don't. That's our review of My Demon. It's streaming on Netflix, and you can guys go watch it. Please let us know what you think of the drama in the comments. Tag us in all our socials. Everything's linked down below.
Yeah.
Let us know if you agree. If you don't agree, let us know.
If you don't agree, let us know also.
As long as you tag us so we can review it, we can share it.
Yeah, of course.
So, let me know which dramas you want us to review next. I'm getting my brother to hop on for a Singles Inferno episode.
I just don't have the time, but I've been really curious. I might just watch. No.
Watch Singles Inferno.
Singles Inferno.
I'm not into
those types of.
Babe, I wasn't.
But by the time I'm also curious about Marry My Husband.
I watched that too.
Yeah. You watched, you're finished now. Layla watched babes. It. Layla finished it. Babes. I just don't have the time to
it's okay.
watch.
It's okay.
And wait. There's one right now that I wanna watch. Oh my god. Oh my god. See ano, see Dr. Slump. I also kinda wanna watch
Slump.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of course Hyung Shik. Oh my god,
we love Hyung Shik.
And also Choto. Yung ngayon. Yung kay ano.
Yung ano. Yung ano. Ay, Queen of Tears.
Yan.
Yes.
Yes, si Queen of Tears. Kim Soo-hyun. And Kim Ji-won. Oh my god.
Oh, those two.
Yes.
Those two will deliver every time. Power. I just know it.
But I just love that how like this the clips I'm seeing right now. It's Queen of Tears because she makes him cry.
Yes. Tapos iyak lang na iyak si Kim Soo-hyun.
And like people are like, that's why he's the best. He's the most paid.
Highest paid actor. Yeah. Kasi ganyan. Iyak siya ganyan.
Kawawa naman.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of K-dramas up next.
Yes. Hopefully I can guest in Chelsea's
Tama, let me know.
K-drama cooldown again.
Yes. And soon. Let us know what you like. Again, tag us on all our socials. Everything's linked down below. We'll wrap it up for today's episode. See you again next week. Thank you, Katie.
Bye. I'm Sky.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.